Max, good to see you here at a test day at Silverstone before the lights go out at Donington Park. Smile on your face. Good to see you. You're looking forward to this season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I had two seasons of not racing and I was told basically I wasn't going to get back in a car again. And I got told 2 weeks ago that I was, and I'm just buzzing. I just can't wait to get racing again. So
I have a little inkling of the story, but there'll be many people who don't. So just tell us your story.
Well, there's not too much to say. In 2021, I did a season in Ginesse Junior. Towards the end of the season, we were struggling for budget, couldn't finish it off. And then I was basically told that that was kind of it, focus on school. And I was doing that for the last 2 years. And then I got a great birthday present this year. I was told that I could be getting back into a car. And that was 2 weeks ago. And now here I am. So that's basically all you need to know.
Which is absolutely great news. But it does highlight, of course, that motorsport is expensive and sponsorship and funds are critical.
Yeah, obviously, I think that's the main thing that gets you there, isn't it? I mean, there's so many factors that you aren't involved with, and it was kind of difficult to not be at the track. But now that we've managed to get it together, it's just down to me to produce the results now. So,
well, if the smile on your face is anything to go by, you're going to have a great season. How much time have you had in this F4 machinery so far?
This is my fourth day, so before the first round, I'm not going to have a massive running in comparison to quite a few people, but we'll you know, we have to make do with what we've got, and I think just being here is enough, so I just have to make every day count.
How's the learning curve going? Because jumping into this car for the first time must have been a little bit scary.
I think the main thing was that I had like such a long period of time out, and then I got into it and I think everything was a bit sore, a bit nervy, and then now I'm starting to get back into the swing of just racing, really.
Yeah. It's that muscle memory, isn't it, that you sort of get back, say you get back into the swing of it, the muscle memory comes back, but also learning that car, learning the tracks again.
Yeah, the first day was literally just me not even getting used to the car, just getting used to driving something again. I mean, it was like a massive shock to the system. I think my entire body at the end was just knackered. It was screaming for me to stop, but I think now I'm starting to get back into it, and we should be all right at the start of the season.
Looking at the data sheets and everything for this season, there are a number of drivers who are coming back who clearly have that year under their belt. But a large part of the field, like you, are rookies. They're all going to want to make a name for themselves. Have you set yourselves any targets for the first half of the season?
Not for the first half. I mean, like I said, I only found out 2 weeks ago that I was actually going to be driving anything. So I haven't really had time to process it at the moment. But I think I just want to make sure that each race I'm making steps. You know, I think I need to go into that first round, start strong, and then just build on it from there. And then hopefully, come middle of the season, we're fighting towards the front. So,
absolutely. We've had some mixed weather here at Silverstone. It was drizzly and rainy, wet track, very slippery this morning. But it looks like it's dried out. Have you managed to have a go out on both different types of tyres?
Yeah, well, luckily, every test day I've done so far has been wet and dry. So I think that's quite good for my learning curve. Get the transition from wet to dry has been definitely different to what I'm used to, so trying to get used to that has been it's been good. And then I think now today, hopefully after lunch, we'll get a proper dry running, because it was a bit damp in the last one. So
you're beginning to see your times come down there.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that I've sort of got over everyone at the moment is that my times are going to be coming down by chunks at a time, because I'm just not used to the car yet, where others now that have been doing sort of 10-15 days testing already, they're already at the time where they're going to sort of be, where I'm just each session is making big steps forward. So
fantastic. Well, a big surprise for you seeing you in the championship this season. It's going to be a great season, I'm sure. Have a really good one.
No, thank you very much.